May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Good morning, everyone. Like Father Christopher said, I'm Ainsley Hartney. I just finished my last classes of my sophomore year. Hallelujah. And I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. My decision to come to Clemson has been truly rewarding. I would not change it for the world. I have been able to study bioengineering from passionate professors, cheer on the Tigers in Death Valley, and meet some incredible people who I know will change the world. However, my decision to come to Clemson meant me leaving behind my family in my church community, where I grew up in Memphis. I grew up in the Episcopal Church, going to Grace St. Luke's on Sundays and attending the Episcopal Elementary and Middle School attached to my church. I had been an acolyte there since fifth grade. I experienced happening there, and I was a Eucharistic minister in high school. I wondered how I was going to handle the transition to college spiritually. Would there be an Episcopal church in Clemson that I could join? I went online back then and found Holy Trinity. When I looked up the address, I saw it was very close to my dorm, which seemed like even more confirmation that Clemson was the right school for me. The summer before my freshman year, I participated in an engineering research project, so I came to Clemson 6 weeks without knowing a single soul. It was then that I decided to visit Holy Trinity. I ended up meeting Jody Holodeck, who was the peer minister of Canterbury at the time, and she invited me to join. The rest is history. I've had a lot of fun with my fellow Canterburyers over the last 2 years, ranging from our Wednesday night programs with all the yummy dinners to singing in the cottage and to helping out with breakfast team. Lillian Hardaway has been such a good friend and mentor to me. She's even convinced me that I need to take her job as peer minister when she is abroad next year. I'm so incredibly grateful to everyone at Holy Trinity. Canterbury has been a constant in my life through my transition to college and living in a new place. It has provided me good soil from which I can continue to grow in my relationship to God. And speaking of soil, that brings me to today's gospel reading. In today's gospel, the metaphor of the grapevine helps to lay out the connection we have with God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. God is the farmer or the vine grower, which makes sense because he is the ruler of creation, the source of all life, and the provider of the nourishment our souls need to thrive. God planted the original grape seed, called Jesus. I don't think I've ever thought of Jesus as the original grape seed until I really started thinking about this reading and doing some research. But there you are, Jesus as the original grape seed. So from that seed, Jesus grew into the main vine from which all the branches are connected, which makes sense because Jesus is God incarnate among us. He is both God and man. Then there's the Holy Spirit. This part may not be spelled out as clearly in the gospel, but I think the Holy Spirit is present in this metaphor in the form of the sun, the rain, the dirt, the wind, the very life force that runs through the vine and the branches and helps them grow. That leaves us, the branches that have the potential to bear the fruit of the labor of God, love. If you're still with me on this metaphor, the fruit would be the grapes, which equal love. Grapes probably equal other fruits of the Spirit, too, but I'll focus on love because love is the theme that is a common thread among all of our readings today. What it is and how we cultivate it. The simple answer is that love is the product of being in relationship with God. Love is the result of thriving branches, us, being connected to the vine, Jesus, that was planted by God. For younger people, this story is sometimes told with an extension cord instead of a vine. Jesus is the extension cord plugged into God, the electrical outlet, and we are the lights that are able to shine because we are plugged into that extension cord. If the extension cord isn't in the outlet, there can be no light. It makes sense. We need to be plugged into God to light up. You get the point, but I'll get back to the grapevine. Without the vine, there can be nothing. There would be no connection between the branches and the vine grower. There could be no branches. We need Jesus at the most basic level of our being, like branches need the vine. Thankfully, we have the vine in Jesus and the vine tender in God. So that leaves us, the branches, to figure out how we can best produce the grapes in the form of love. One word you see throughout the reading is abide. Abide in me as I abide in you. Abide in Greek is meno. It has a variety of meanings, but the most common seem to be to stay, dwell, or remain. If we branches want to produce grapes of love, we need to stay, dwell, and remain with Christ. Here's the tricky part, though. Sometimes you can stay, dwell, or remain in Christ, and the grapes don't seem to be popping out of your branches. And I think that's okay. I think God and Jesus know when you're doing the abiding part. Abiding looks different in each of us. Sometimes abiding is abundantly obvious and grapes are exploding out of everywhere. Sometimes abiding is the hidden thing that happens before the grape flowers even bloom. Either way, the branch that is abiding does not get cut off and thrown into the fire. Now, we Episcopalians aren't the best at talking about the getting thrown into the fire part, so I'm going to leave that to someone who's actually been to seminary. I'm going to stick with the abiding part, and maybe even the pruning. The reading does talk about pruning. It says that every branch that bears fruit, God prunes to make it bear more fruit. At the risk of throwing in another example and diluting my message, we've got the grapevine, the extension cord, and now my third example, monkey grass. Yes, you heard me, monkey grass. It's everywhere in the South. I'm from Memphis, but I see it as much here as I did there. And that's what comes to mind when I think of pruning. My mother is not in the prune the crepe myrtles way, way back club, but she is most definitely in the prune the monkey grass all the way back in February club. No matter how busy our lives were in any given February, she would always make sure the monkey grass was pruned back, even if it meant she was out there in the middle of the night in the dark with scissors. I think she actually was one year. I always thought that was interesting. It would look terrible in February, like a plant with a very bad haircut. Every year, she would say pruning would make it beautiful in the spring, and every year, she was right. Honestly, in my 18 years at home, I really didn't give pruning much deep thought, but as I thought about pruning in terms of today's gospel reading, I thought about monkey grass. That pruning never failed to make the monkey grass healthier. It made me wonder what pruning looks like in our own lives. I think pruning comes in many forms, in opportunities that don't quite work out, in losses, in giving things up that aren't good for us, in setbacks that don't make sense, in painful experiences. I think pruning may be God's way of telling us we need more patience, or self-control, or kindness. What if the things that irritate us are God's way of pruning us to produce better fruit? Organic chemistry, finals, crazy traffic, oversleeping, noisy neighbors, the sugar bowl this year. Really anything that annoys us or is painful to us. I think this might be how God prunes us to produce beautiful grapes or healthy monkey grass. So let's go forth into the world this week thinking about making the best grapes or grape flowers we can through love. Let's try to take pruning in strides, knowing that the pain or irritation or annoyance of the pruning will make for beautiful monkey grass and even more beautiful spirits. And remember to abide in and stay plugged into God's electrical outlet through Jesus Christ, the very best vine and extension cord ever.